So before you talk about what happened to her, which is that she went on a trial, I want to hear about that. But outside a clinical trial setting, how would you analyze the decision options at this point?
You know, it's a great question for cervix cancer patients because we know these patients are very difficult to achieve not only response, but certainly very uncommon that they'll actually be cured of their recurrence. So the decision, it really comes down to the same decisions we make with any of our patients that we induce a therapy on, and that's to look at the risk-benefit for institution of therapy. The difference in cervix cancer is that the response rates are just not that great, and their expected survivorship is also limited, you know, relative to some of the other more chemosensitive diseases we deal with, like endometrial and ovarian cancer. So that's a really fair question. And when I counsel patients, I always tell them that I got to be their advocate on this. And if I don't feel that the treatment's actually going to benefit them versus the toxicity, that it's not worth doing.
So if the patient is going to be treated, what kind of treatment do you think would be standard in this situation?
Well, fortunately, now we have FDA approval for the use of bevacizumab with chemotherapy. And that's why I put down that she was treated on GOG-240 because it was the trial that led to that approval. And it was a very nice trial that was looking at the use of bevacizumab or not in two different chemotherapy backbones. The other piece that's interesting in this case that was reflective in the trial was that she had a long duration of time before her first recurrence. This has kind of showed up as a cofactor among the history of chemotherapy and cervix cancer. There seems to be a potential treatment-free interval where patients who have longer off-treatment exposure might actually respond better to a platinum retreatment.
What was the time point at which she was diagnosed with recurrence and put onto the trial? How long ago?
It's about 2 years or so now.
And can you talk about what happened?
So basically, we put her on treatment, and she actually got a complete response, which was remarkable. We were very excited. One of the differences in this particular case is you might see in a normal situation is that the patients might have had chemo radiation to begin with, and then they're retreated. And what we know in that situation is that patients that have chemotherapy and radiation who are treated with chemotherapy again, there's a differential of response for in-field and out-of-field failures. So the response rates in general are higher in patients who have out-of-field recurrences. So they're not limited by the poor vascularity of a chemoradiation area. So this patient wasn't a good candidate for radiation because she had such diffuse disease from the pelvis to the neck. And so while you could use radiation as a palliative modality for, you know, the pelvic disease, she essentially had a chemo-naive state. And that's why I think she had such a good response to treatment. So she did have a complete response to therapy and actually went NED for about another year and change, and then ultimately recurred and then went on to, you know, really a very short list of ineffective treatment.